going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to head to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to Alan May, Capitals analyst for Monumental Sports Network. What's up, Alan? Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. What a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's frustrating on so many levels. What's your viewpoint of where we are at this point?
Well, the Caps have been outplayed in every game pretty much for the most part, and they're letting Carolina run the show, and, you know, they just haven't had the answers, and, you know, they've been doing the same things, in my opinion, over and over, and they've got to find a different way to play. They've got to make this a one-game series, and it's Thursday night, and they've just got to go out there, and they've got to play a better and a different brand of hockey and have execution from everyone that's getting any type of ice time.
So, Alan, the Caps are 2-for-12 on the power play, if my poor math is correct, through four games. And the most frustrating thing to me, and I think to a lot of Caps fans, is, one, you're facing the best penalty kill, not only during the regular season, but during the playoffs as well, in Carolina. And it just seems like the Caps get close to the blue line, and they dump the puck in, and they hope that they're going to go in and win a board battle against the Canes. And more often than not, a lot more often than not, they're not winning that battle, and Carolina's just casually flicking the puck down the ice and rendering any sort of power play advantage moot for the Capitals. How do they improve on that starting on Thursday night?
Well, I think the biggest thing you're referring to is the Caps breakout on the power play. Mm-hmm. And one of the worst things you can do is, you know, be dependent on your power play in the playoffs, because it's usually the first thing that goes. And I just think on the power play, some of the tells that they had coming down the stretch, and actually all season, the majority of the season, is their breakout, their entry to get into the zone, the penalty kill, the power play zone, it has to be faster. Yeah. And it's too casual, too slow, easy to read, and you're not forcing the penalty killers to adjust or you know, just react quickly. If you're doing it at such a slow pace, they can hold their ground, stand still, it's easier to get after the puck. So I would say that definitely has to be done with more speed, maybe. You know, and a lot of people hate the slingshot. That's when you leave that puck, a player, say a John Carlson, a Chikrin, and they go up and they throw it back. And meanwhile, now everyone's standing still, and other than the player who's coming up. I think do everything with more speed. Rasmus Sandin's done it over the season where he looks back like he's going to drop it and then just skates it in the offensive zone. Now, if you can get it in the zone with possession, or with speed on the dump in, you should be able to retrieve your pucks and get some pretty decent zone time and be able to set up. They were unable to do that, especially in that first four-minute sequence. It was back-to-back two-minute minors in the first period, and they lost a lot of good momentum that they had gained the way they started the game once again.
All right, correct me if I'm wrong, but it just seemed, and I hear what you're saying, you know more than me, but it just seems like Carolina, each player is just faster on the skates than the Caps. Am I wrong on that?
They play a system. They play a system that's a forward go-ahead system. That's not They don't play east to west, side to side, from like bench to penalty box with the puck movement. They move everything up the ice as quick as they can. They don't slow it down. There's time when they can't get in, they just wrap the puck in your zone and just try to hunt down whoever gets the puck and create turnovers by one player that's standing still. And the Capitals have tried some different things, and I think it all comes down to how much grit you want to play the game with at this point, because Carolina, every year they play the exact same system. They basically have the same team since Rod Brind'Amour became the coach. The same style, nothing changes. They don't win the Stanley Cup. They usually lose in this round or the next. And you've got to find out, why do those other teams win against them? That's because they've had time to watch them do what they do, and they've adjusted accordingly. And they take away their game plan, what they've been doing in the playoffs, and they adjust it. But to me, no matter what Carolina does on their forecheck or when they have the puck, to me what matters most is what the Capitals have to do when they have the puck. And game one, they only had 14 shots. They were at home. They had line matchups. The next game, 21 shots. They watched the Carolina Hurricanes in that game just come at them in the third period when they dominated the early portion of it. 21 shots the last two games each.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can do the math real quick, but it's not enough shots for me. There's not enough volume. The shot attempts are like 267 to 133. The Caps have had to block like 107 shots so far in this series, which means there's way too much zone time. And everyone's talking, when I watch and listen to other people talk about the goaltending of the Carolina Hurricanes, they're saying what a great goals against average he has and what a save percentage is. Well, shoot the puck. Let's see if he's actually a good goalie. Let's make him win a game. And they're not forcing Frederik Andersen to win a game. Right now, you know, they're talking, well, he stopped this one and that one. But if you're hardly shooting the puck, there's not a lot of tough saves to make, because not every shot, and, you know, I look at all the games around the league. I've watched pretty much every single game, unless, you know, in the first round, teams were playing at the exact same minute that the Caps were playing. And I look, and there's so much friendly fire. Pucks that are going off players' own skates and own sticks. So, like, going after your own defensemen, your own back-checking forwards. And it's friendly fire. Game one, the Caps lose in overtime on a nothing shot from Slavin from the blue line.
Right.
And they just had traffic in front. So more pucks, quicker pucks, traffic in front. And if a goalie, every goalie in the league, like last night, and you know, I was getting kind of nauseated listening to the national broadcast and saying, well, Logan should have had that one. The first one, Gostisbehere shot through four people.
Yeah.
He didn't see it till the last minute. There was shot with traffic from Gostisbehere. The next time, the puck ramps up a stick, hits Logan in the shoulder, goes up into the crossbar, and the Caps, their player finds the rebound, Jarvis, over the Caps defender. So what was it? They shot the puck when they had the opportunity. They crashed the net. They forced themselves to crash the net. It's no fun getting hit with pucks, but you can celebrate in June and July and August if you get hit with a puck and you pay the price by scoring goals, by getting hit with pucks, blocking shots, getting hit with friendly fire, whatever you have to do. Mm-hmm. You've got to find a way to score goals, and you're not going to score goals from playing perimeter hockey.
Yeah, we've talked about that statistic, the shot attempts versus the shots on goal, Alan. I think the shots attempted statistic is a great stat, because you just talked about it. Just because the shot doesn't hit Thompson or doesn't hit Andersen, I still think good things can happen if you shoot the puck. You just mentioned it. And that four-minute power play, you already talked about it. That was an embarrassment. I mean, that looked like a varsity against JV.
Well, that's every team in the league has power plays like that, even the Edmonton Oilers. So, but, like, once again, this series will be won, and it will be lost at 5-on-5 hockey when you look at it. It's not like Carolina's getting 10 power play goals a game. You have to find a way to score goals at 5-on-5. The majority of the game is 5-on-5. In deciding games, the referees usually sit on their whistle, or they hide it somewhere where they're not going to reach for it. But you have to win 5-on-5. And part of that, it's the team that scores more goals, not more shots, not the team that wins more faceoffs. And, you know, you don't allow goals off of faceoffs, whether you win or lose them. The other night, the other afternoon, the Caps won a faceoff and got scored on. Those things can happen. But 5-on-5 hockey is all that matters. And if you're going to play in the other team's zone, the majority of it, but not play around the outside, not on the edges of the game, you got to play on the interior. And you think of all the goals that have been scored in Caps history, the ugliest goal they ever scored kept them alive against Carolina in 2018 when Lars Eller, you know, took a shot. It was Connolly that shot the puck. The puck bounced off of Smith Pelly, off their defenders, off a post, back over to Lars, who shanks it and it still goes in. But it was an ugly goal because they just shot the puck from somewhere. It wasn't a high percentage chance. It was just getting the puck to the paint. And I think that's the philosophy. And you can take all the smartest people in hockey or people that think they know it better than everyone else. The game comes down to who plays the most like the Flintstones in the playoffs. And it's just crash and bang, caveman hockey. Get the puck to the net and will your way to scoring some goals.
Why have they not been able to sustain that kind of effort?
Well, the biggest thing is when you look at it, teams have philosophies. Well, we want to shoot off the pass. Well, you know what? What if the passing lane's not there? Why force the pass? Well, we want to go back to our D. Well, what good is it to go back to your D if your D's not going to shoot the puck? When you see the puck go from low to high and then partner to partner, back to the partner, back over to the partner, the shot lanes are getting taken away. So I just think you've got to change your philosophy sometimes, and you've got to get rubber to the net. If you do that for three periods, you're going to win your hockey game. So I think the Caps have not played a 60-minute ugly hockey game so far, as in the style of play. It's been ugly. What we've seen, you know, Carolina do when they put on the heat, they just throw pucks at the net from every angle. They go. It's like they go in the zone and it's hot potato, but that potato's got to get to the net. And the Caps have to adopt that philosophy. You know what? Just do some of what Carolina's doing. And then the other thing, to get out of their zone was really frustrating last night, and it was guys that shouldn't have been doing it in the first period. When the Caps were up, they were doing things properly, and then all of a sudden, they had soft pucks in the D zone. Carolina floods the boards, and they try to take away the middle of the ice on the player who has the puck, so he can't really go anywhere. The biggest thing and the best thing you can do, in my opinion, is hammer the puck around the boards as hard as you can. If they want to cheat on it, make them pay. Get it past them, and they will quit coming down and cheating down into your hash marks at the bottom of the circles on the boards. Hit the puck, rattle it as hard as you can. High and hard, hit the glass, hit the boards. And if they're going to cheat, those pucks will get by them. And if they do get a puck, just have everyone collapse in front of the net, block your shot, and then wrap it out of the zone. To me, it's got to be all about, you know, the crash and bang details to win on Thursday night. Get the puck out of the zone, and then when you're in the zone, everything's got to be thrown at the net.
Hey, just one kind of personal question. So Alan May is a workout warrior, and back in the day, he used to work out like a Venice Beach and had a 3% body fat. Rob Brindamore is getting a lot of hype. Rod the Bod. In your heyday, who was better, you or Rod the Bod?
I think there was a bunch of us. Actually, he and because I wasn't a star player, I was working out at Gold's Gym in California, and I was going to get into muscle and fitness in a program with NHL players because of the guy that I was training with. And they went with Rod the Bod and Eric Lindros because they were two big names playing for the Flyers at the time. But you know what? He's maintained the entire time. He still works out like an animal. His players, I would hate to be a guy that was dumb enough to go into his training camp and not be in shape and then have the coach ridicule you for being soft and for being soft and lazy over the course of the offseason. So I doubt that's ever happened on one of his teams unless someone wants to get traded. They're going to show up with a beer belly.
Now, I saw he beat half the guys in whatever fitness test they do on the bike before the season.
He's a machine.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's that bike test. Uh-huh. He's been doing it the longest. Everyone despises it. And, you know, he just coaches now. He doesn't have to do what they do. He doesn't have to get hit or take hits or play the games anymore. But when we were all playing, we hated those bike tests. No matter what type of shape you were in, those were the two worst tests in the world. And one of them lasts 30 seconds, and it felt like it was 30 days. And you had to do it a couple of times. And then the other, the VO2 max was just a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it never determined who was actually a good hockey player. I'm sure he had a great VO2 and all the other things, the Wingate testing it's called. But there's a lot of Hall of Fame hockey players that sucked at both of those tests. All they do is they use that test to weed out the guys that didn't do anything all off season.
So you didn't like Kenny Albert and Brian Boucher? Is that who called the game last night?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No, I didn't like what Boucher was saying about every shot and every play. It was like he was creating a narrative last night about Logan Thompson. Oh, he's got to have that. You know, one of the things that I really don't like, and it goes to every team and anyone that talks about goaltenders, and I hate that saying, and I will never, ever say it, oh, he'd like to have that one back. Every goaltender wants to have a shutout every game. Mm-hmm. Braden Holtby used to get a shutout, and he'd still complain. That he could have been better. I don't know how much you get better after pitching a shutout, but when I look at it, the goalie's hardly letting goals compared to what guys did in the 80s, 90s, and the early 2000s was awful hockey because it was, you know, so much cheating and it was defensive, and that's why we had to have a drastic rollover and change of all the rules. But I LT's been keeping his team in the game, so to go after him and create a narrative that every single one of these goals is a bad goal is garbage, in my opinion.
Alan, thanks for the time as always, man. We'll talk to you again soon. It's Alan May from Monumental Sports. Thanks, buddy.
Just take to care, call guys. Back.
Thanks, buddy.
Remember when we were talking about Michael Jordan and what he's going to be like as a commentator?
Mm-hmm.
I don't anticipate him talking like Alan May just did.
Probably
right there.
Not. Mm-mm. Most likely not.
Calling things garbage. And
mm-hmm.
All right, all of our
keeping it real.
All of our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com right now. Our nation's heroes need your support. If you have an old car or extra vehicle that you no longer need, donating it to the Purple Heart Foundation can provide critical assistance to vets and to their families, too. Donating a car is easy. You get free pickup and a tax receipt, and veterans will get the life-saving support that they need. Visit PurpleHeartFoundation.org to donate a car and help our heroes. We need your support today. That's the PurpleHeartFoundation.org.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.